Thank you so much, Pius alumni, and everyone for being here. I'm truly honored to be recognized among so many amazing athletes who have been here over the years. I'd like to especially congratulate Jake Moore, who was my coach my sophomore through senior year here. Had some wonderful memories with Jake, and I can still hear many things that you say to me in my head. The most common is, "Shall I?" In the most endearing way. I just also want to say that Jake has been so awesome, and he really transformed and built this volleyball program into what it is today. What a legacy to leave. I'm also so grateful for my family who's here today, my husband and kids, my mom and dad, my two sisters and their children. It's actually really great to finally have some street cred. I don't know if you know, but my husband is the coach here of the boys' varsity soccer team, and so my kids usually lean into him for any advice. So when they even heard of this award, they're like, "For what?" So I really appreciate this going forward. When I think about just being at Pius, you know, I grew up, especially in the late 80s and early 90s, listening on the radio to basketball games, girls and boys, and just sitting on the edge of my seat, and then being able to go to games and knowing I wanted to be part of that. I wanted to try out for those teams. To be able to play for Pius for 4 years was such an honor to me, especially with the teammates that I played with. Some of the highlights, especially my senior year, it was kind of a big year. In volleyball, we made a great run for state. And we ended up losing in the semifinals. It was a great match, but there was also a really traumatic injury to one of our teammates, our good friends Tracy Makavekasila, and she broke her arm in the most gruesome way, digging a ball. But we fought through that. We didn't end up winning, but it was a great game. But I always say that actually contributed to my choice in career. I ended up being a lactation consultant. I'm not one for ortho. Sorry for you ortho fans out there, but Jake was our leader, and it was just such a wonderful season. I then, our senior year in basketball, I think a lot of people would say it was just kind of an average regular season game, but we ended up making a run for state championship, led by our coach, Jeff DeVries. And we ended up playing in the state championship against a nationally ranked team who was beating teams by about 20 to 40 points. No one gave us much of a chance. And we ended up giving it our all and losing in a three-point basket in the last seconds of the game. And it was such an amazing thing to play in that event, to be able to have such triumph and loss at the same time. It was such a great life lesson. So following that basketball, season was track, and actually our sophomore through senior year, we ended up winning the 1600 meter relay under Georgia Boyle, and I think as Cal had mentioned, track is such an amazing sport where you do feel very close to God. You push yourself beyond what you think you can do, and I always thought of track as an individual sport, but there is so much team effort involved and running for your teammates. I was just so proud and grateful to run for Pius. And George was such a great coach to run under. He just knew each of his runners and what motivated them. And I actually was a very nervous runner. I had a lot of nerves, so I would always throw up after every race. And he always tried to bring things down, I think, for me. And he knew what motivated me, because I could never eat anything, because I was always afraid I was going to throw it up. And he's like, "Shelly, what are we thinking? What's going to motivate us?" And I'm like, "George, I'm thinking about a baked potato, a sour cream baked. But he always knew how to take you off that ledge of where I was with nerves, and to make you feel comfortable, to do the best that you can for yourself and your teammates and your God. And that was such an awesome experience. In my 18 years as a nurse, I remember someone early in my career telling me that your patients aren't going to remember you doing things perfectly for them, or maybe the technology that you used and the precision. They're going to remember how you made them feel. And with my experience at Pius, I just felt all the feels from my teammates, my coaches, my teachers, the community. It was so overpowering, and it really taught me some life lessons that I took and used my entire life. You know, people talk about athletics and what you learn. I know some things that I learned here were grit, courage, patience, compassion. I still use those today in my role as a nurse and as a wife and mother. I just also, in talking about all the feels, I just was able to be able to be an athlete around some other incredible athletes that are still some of my lifelong and dear friends, who were in each other's weddings, who know each other's children. And as I rummaged through my parents, because as they want you to kind of remember these things and write your bio, going through those medals and awards and acknowledgments, nothing quite touched me like the cards and the letters from people. One of them I actually hadn't opened. It was from Brad Schmidt, who's a big part of our Pius family for a long time. And he wrote me the morning after the basketball state championship game and told me how proud he was of me. He was my first competitive coach in junior high, the Jammers, so 90s. And so that was so special to open. And then 2 days later, I just received a note from him congratulating me again. And I think that just speaks to the Pius community. How everyone just is so invested and wants to see everyone excel. And I'll never forget on his notes, he would always put number one faith, number two family, and number three vocation that stayed with me my entire life. So I just want to say thank you for this award today. And that's it. Go Bolts.